Part 3.
UN Peacekeeping Mission. Keywords: peacekeeping missions, end fighting, end armed conflicts.
Vocabulary: deployment, standby, high readiness brigade, UN Secretary General.
Now listen to the news report. Complete the news summary and then write down the major points about the new UN peacekeeping unit.
Mr. Annan says the nature of UN peacekeeping missions has changed in recent years, from trying to end fighting between nations to attempts to end more complicated armed conflicts within nations.
We are rarely faced with interstate violence anymore, but in truth, we are rarely dealing with purely internal conflicts either. Rather, conflicts today are often a complex mix of the two. Their roots may be essentially internal, but they are complicated by cross-border involvement, either by state or non-state actors.
Mr. Annan spoke to a meeting of representatives of 20 nations that have committed a portion of their armed forces to be available for immediate deployment in UN peacekeeping operations anywhere in the world. Defense ministers from 5 of the nations that are participating in the so-called High Readiness Brigade, including Austria, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Poland, were present at the meeting. Some critics of UN peacekeeping missions have said the troops often take too long to arrive, and that when they do, are often of insufficient number to do the job. The UN Secretary General says the High Readiness Brigade is essential in providing credible and effective peacekeeping troops.
If we show up looking small and weak, we are inviting trouble, and I think we've learned that. If, on the other hand, if we arrive quickly with strength and obvious determination, we will invite and earn respect.
Mr. Annan says the nations that are participating in the standby brigade are making a major contribution to the military capacity of future UN peacekeeping missions.